From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news update. Alaska's two U.S. senators split today over whether to dismiss the impeachment charge against former President Donald Trump. Senator Lisa Murkowski was one of five Republicans who joined Democrats on the vote, ensuring the impeachment trial will take place. Murkowski has said Trump's words incited violence and the House was right to impeach him. Senator Dan Sullivan voted with most Republicans to dismiss the charge as unconstitutional because Trump has already left office. The final tally was 55 to 45. Democrats would need a dozen more Republicans to break the ranks to find Trump guilty. The single impeachment article the House passed alleges Trump incited insurrection at the Capitol January 6th. The trial begins in earnest next month. In other news, there are more than 130 legislators and staff in Juneau for the legislative session. The legislature is taking steps to limit the spread of COVID-19. For instance, the Capitol building is closed to the public, and the legislature has a $1.5 million contract with a company to test and screen everyone who is allowed in the building. But there is still a risk to having so many people working out of the same building in downtown Juneau. KTOO's Rasha McChesney has this story.
Over the weekend, Juneau Senator Jesse Keel sat down for his COVID-19 test in a building just across the street from the state capitol. He says it's necessary to keep the legislature functioning.
You can't bubble the legislature, right? There's no dorms. Can't keep folks from going to restaurants or seeing family here in town. And there are legislators who go home to their districts occasionally. So the responsible way to put legislators together so we can talk face-to-face and legislate in the same room is to just test constantly.
So every few days, Keel goes in for a test.
Spacious testing booth.
Gives us opportunity to get to know each other.
Well, I know.
A few minutes of chit-chat with the screener and...
All right.
15 minutes later, and Keel's result is back. It's negative. Each day that he walks into the Capitol, he has to answer a few questions about how he's feeling and if he's been exposed to anyone who has COVID-19. He shows them his negative test result, they take his temperature, and if he doesn't have a fever, he's good to go until the next day when he has to do it all over again. But even with all of that preparation in place, it's not likely that they'll be able to keep COVID-19 completely out of the Capitol building.
At some point, there's going to be a positive, and they're very quick on the contact tracing. And so you can isolate that and keep cases from becoming outbreaks.
The Alaska-based company responsible for the testing and screening is called Beacon. If its staff catch a positive case of COVID-19 at the Capitol, they're supposed to arrange transportation for that person to a safe location, either to their own home or maybe a local hotel room. Then they check in on that person a few times a day until they're COVID-free. And then it sounds like there's this kind of phone tree that happens. Beacon tells the person they tested positive, then Beacon calls the legislature, then it calls the state, then the state calls the city. City Emergency Manager Robert Barr says that should be a relatively fast process, but he also says this is all new territory.
So we don't know exactly how that's going to go yet, but that's how we think it's going to go. And there's a person in public health who's assigned to liaise directly with the legislature.
Barr says it's not really Juneau's role to track which employers in town have outbreaks, unless something goes wrong and the city needs to step in. Instead, he says Juneau has taken on a role of being a backup in case Beacon needs help.
You know, maybe they need some rapid testing and they don't have the kits or they don't have the people or something like that. That's the kind of thing that they'll reach out to us directly and we'll just provide that.
Further complicating the issue is that there are supposed to be penalties for things like refusing to wear masks in the building. But according to Legislative Affairs, it's not actually clear who is responsible for enforcing those rules among legislators. In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
Today, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published a study that says reopening schools is safe if it's done right. But in Juneau, teachers are still divided over whether reopening schools earlier this month was the right choice. I spoke to some teachers for this story. Amy Lloyd is a ninth grade English teacher at Juneau Douglas High School, Yeda'at Kahle. She recently spoke to the Juneau School Board about the challenges teachers are facing.
For the past 10 months, I have ached seeing my students struggling and many who so clearly needed to be here in the building for face-to-face time. So for those physical and philosophical reasons, telework was not an option for me. But I need you to know that I'm scared of contracting the coronavirus.
Lloyd asked the school board to put themselves in her shoes.
What I'd like to ask from you is something I typically don't ask for, and that's I want recognition. I want to hear a knock on my door here and have a school board member poke his head in and look at me and say, thank you for being here.
Outside of the school board meeting, Lloyd says the reopening of schools was a premature decision, but she acknowledges the benefits that it has for students. She also says one big challenge is teaching simultaneously in person and online, which she says at first was messy and time-consuming. Still, she notes that at least a couple of her students are participating more in person. Now, she says what teachers need the most right now is a vaccine. According to the district, at least 160 people who work in the district have been vaccinated. Kelly Stewart is the president of the Juno Education Association. She represents more than 320 education workers in the school district.
I think the morale, though, is people are tired, and because of the last 10 months have been different and much different than what we call a traditional school setting. So people are tired.
Stewart says that the way things keep rapidly changing are taking a toll on teachers. And even after the reopening, teachers are still divided on what the district should be doing.
We have members who wanted to be in school since the pandemic started in March, and that we should still have kids in the building, all the way to the other extreme that I'm not coming back to the building with students until now we have the vaccine, which is helping alleviate some of that worry.
Stewart says most teachers are somewhere in the middle. Diane Antea is one of those teachers. She teaches second grade at Harborview Elementary.
I wish we could have waited. Every day I hear of more teachers who have gotten their first or second doses, and that's very encouraging. But that's really the only thing I think I would have changed.
Antea says what's at the forefront of her mind is doing everything she can to keep her and her family safe from the virus. But she also knows how much planning went into the reopening. She also sees the positive impact that face-to-face classes are already having on students.
I had a cohort who was here on Thursday and Friday, and I heard from a mother on Saturday who said, my son is very upset that there's no school on Saturday. That's a big compliment to you, and he's so happy to be back at school.
Antea says that even though it's a little scary to risk being infected, she's excited to interact with her students in person again. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña. In other news, Governor Dunleavy removed Anchorage Assembly member Jamie Allard from the State Human Rights Commission on Tuesday over comments she made on social media defending Nazi terminology on a pair of custom Alaska license plates. He said, quote, "The comments made by Ms. Allard regarding the license plate controversy have become a distraction for the Human Rights Commission and its mission to ensure equality and fair treatment of all Alaskans. Governor Dunleavy felt it was in the best interest of the board to remove her immediately," end quote. Over the weekend, photos of two license plates that read Führer and Three Reich were circulated on social media, sparking condemnation from some users. Both words are associated with Nazi-era Germany and Adolf Hitler. After a Juneau legislator pledged to find out how the vanity plates were approved, Allard made comments on Facebook arguing that Führer and Reich are simply German words with no offensive connotation. Saying she was defending free speech, Allard wrote, quote, Progressives have put a spin on it and created their own definition. Allard did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The Department of Administration said on Monday that both plates had been previously recalled and were unauthorized by the DMV. Anchorage Assembly Chair Felix Rivera says to expect a statement condemning Allard's comments at Tuesday night's meeting with some follow-up action at a meeting next month.
I think her comments were disappointing, but more than that, they hurt a segment of this population. And I don't take that lightly. I don't think it should be hard to denounce white supremacy. It should be really easy, actually, to denounce white supremacy and Nazis.
As a disciplinary action, Rivera says the assembly could choose to remove Allard from any committee appointments. This is KTOO News.